Psalm 3. Lord, I have many enemies. Many people have turned against me. Many are saying about me, God won't rescue him. But Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. I will pray to the Lord, and he will answer me from his holy mountain. I can lie down and go to sleep, and I will wake up again, because the Lord gives me strength. Thousands of troops may surround me, but I am not afraid. Lord, rise up. My God, come save me. You have struck my enemies on the cheek. You have broken the teeth of the wicked. The Lord can save his people. Lord, bless your people. Genesis chapter 5. This is the family history of Adam. When God created human beings, he made them in his own likeness. He created them male and female, and on that day he blessed them and named them human beings. When Adam was 130 years old, he became the father of another son in his likeness and image, and Adam named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. So Adam lived a total of 930 years, and then he died. When Seth was 105 years old, he had a son named Enosh. After Enosh was born, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. So Seth lived a total of 912 years, and then he died. When Enosh was 90 years old, he had a son named Kenan. After Kenan was born, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. So Enosh lived a total of 905 years, and then he died. When Kenan was 70 years old, he had a son named Mahalalel. After Mahalalel was born, Kenan lived 840 years and had other sons and daughters. So Kenan lived a total of 910 years, and then he died. When Mahalalel was 65 years old, he had a son named Jared. After Jared was born, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. So Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years, and then he died. When Jared was 162 years old, he had a son named Enoch. After Enoch was born, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. So Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch was 65 years old, he had a son named Methuselah. After Methuselah was born, Enoch walked with God 300 years more and had other sons and daughters. So Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked with God. One day, Enoch could not be found because God took him. When Methuselah was 187 years old, he had a son named Lamech. After Lamech was born, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. So Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. When Lamech was 182, he had a son. Lamech named his son Noah and said, "He will comfort us in our work, which comes from the ground the Lord has cursed." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. So Lamech lived a total of 777 years, and then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis chapter 6. The number of people on earth began to grow, and daughters were born to them. When the sons of God saw that these girls were beautiful, they married any of them they chose. The Lord said, "My spirit will not remain in human beings forever, because they are flesh. They will live only 120 years." The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also later. That was when the sons of God had sexual relations with the daughters of human beings. These women gave birth to children who became famous and were the mighty warriors of long ago. The Lord saw that the human beings on the earth were very wicked and that everything they thought about was evil. He was sorry he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will destroy all human beings that I made on the earth, and I will destroy every animal and everything that crawls on the earth and the birds of the air, because I am sorry I have made them. But Noah pleased the Lord. This is the family history of Noah. Noah was a good man, the most innocent man of his time, and he walked with God. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. People on earth did what God said was evil, and violence was everywhere. When God saw that everyone on the earth did only evil, he said to Noah, "Because people have made the earth full of violence, I will destroy all of them from the earth. Build a boat of cypress wood for yourself. Make rooms in it and cover it inside and outside with tar. This is how big I want you to build the boat: 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make an opening around the top of the boat that is 18 inches high from the edge of the roof down. Put a door in the side of the boat. Make an upper, middle, and lower deck in it. I will bring a flood of water on the earth to destroy all living things that live under the sky, including everything that has the breath of life. Everything on the earth will die. But I will make an agreement with you. You, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives will all go into the boat. Also, you must bring into the boat two of every living thing, male and female. Keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, animal, and crawling thing will come to you to be kept alive. Also, gather some of every kind of food and store it on the boat as food for you and the animals." Noah did everything that God commanded him.
Chapter 3.
Later, John the Baptizer appeared in the desert of Judea. His message was, "Turn to God and change the way you think and act, because the kingdom of heaven is near." Isaiah the prophet spoke about this man when he said, "A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight.'" John wore clothes made from camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His diet consisted of locusts and wild honey. Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole Jordan Valley went to him. As they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he said to them, "You poisonous snakes, who showed you how to flee from God's coming anger? Do those things that prove you have turned to God and have changed the way you think and act. Don't think you can say, 'Abraham is our ancestor.' I can guarantee that God can raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. The axe is now ready to cut the roots of the trees. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water so that you will change the way you think and act. But the one who comes after me is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand, and he will clean up his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into a barn, but he will burn the husks in a fire that can never be put out." Then Jesus appeared. He came from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to stop him and said, "I need to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me?" Jesus answered him, "This is the way it has to be now. This is the proper way to do everything that God requires of us." Then John gave in to him. After Jesus was baptized, he immediately came up from the water. Suddenly, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down as a dove to him. Then a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son whom I love, my Son with whom I am pleased."